Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Fresh off the old cobwebs, if you have just arrived on the scene, you are in the middle of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria's off for a couple of days. You'd think it was summer or something, and people keep taking all this time off. What's the meaning of this outrage? Jay Kirshner.
It's summer.
Summertime. Well, Victoria's enjoying a little short-term pleasure. It ought not to be at the expense of long-term dreams. That's pretty silly. It's like pursuing long-term dreams at the expense of short-term pleasures. Got to have both of them in life. I hope you do. And maybe we can, you'll recoil a little at the headlines. I'm going to just go through, just listen, ladies, for a second, if you don't mind, to the headlines. You ready? Mm-hmm. CDC urges pregnant women to get vaccinated. Okay. FDA expected to authorize COVID-19 vaccine booster shots. Federal government sends hundreds of ventilators to Florida. California to mandate COVID-19 vaccines or tests for teachers and school staff. Minnesota's the latest state to mandate vaccines and tests for state workers. Dallas County defies Governor Abbott's mandate for masks. So let's see here. COVID-19 vaccines are safe in pregnant people who breastfeed.
Wait, can you
COVID-19
hear that?
During pregnancy raises a risk for preterm delivery. The complications.
Do you hear it? Do you hear what? Our freedoms and liberties slipping away? Do you hear
that? That's right, yeah, right. COVID-19 shots shown effective in cancer patients up to 4 months later. Rare heart condition in teens after COVID-19 shots generally mild. COVID has created depression and anxiety among young people. Unclear whether Delta variant is hitting children hard. Reinfection more likely for unvaccinated who had COVID-19. I'm going on and on. I think I've had enough of that.
Well, what's the point of the headlines? What are you getting?
The point is that everything that we seem to think and most of what we are doing is at the behest of the Chinese government's Delta variant or their COVID virus. We are slaves to not our government, but to them. We have become slaves, puppets, to the People's Republic of China.
This is what's laughable, is that we're becoming the People's Republic by treating a disease like this the way it is. I mean, look, I think that the Chinese government should be held accountable for their part in this 100%. I've been saying that, like you, since the beginning. I mean, it's ridiculous what they get away with, how we still treat them as a developing nation. It's a huge problem. But we also have to own how we're tackling this issue and what we are doing and what we're willing to give up.
Well, it's opportunity for the people who want to do the things that you're...
world government and get more control.
Yeah. World government. The whole world... is under their thumb.
I never thought that a year ago when we were, well, I was probably not here because I think I had COVID a year ago. But let's just say a year ago when we were chatting, I would have never thought in a million years that I'd be telling you that the county of Los Angeles is deciding whether I can go to a grocery store or not. Mm-hmm. They have now decided that I can't go visit a loved one in a hospital. These are new rules that are coming out that vaccinated people. So, and look, I've said it all along. I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-mandate. I think people should get the vaccine. I think in many cases the vaccine does work for a lot of people. But I don't think that the answer is to just broadly paint people into two categories, because there are millions of Americans with natural immunity. There are probably more than thousands of Americans who are immunocompromised or have concerns, real concerns about the vaccine. And those people should not be marginalized. And what's happening in what's happened in New York, what's now happened in L.A., is not only are they considering non-vaccinated people not using non-essential
like
businesses.
Like lepers.
They're having people not eat. I mean, they're saying that you can't use essential businesses. There was a mandate that quietly passed, and you know it had to be quiet, otherwise I would have been apoplectic about it the other day, is that now, effective yesterday, in California, all throughout the state, you can't go and visit someone in the hospital unless you're vaccinated.
Here's
what?
One of the biggest.
Yeah, nobody should be told what to put in their body.
Come on. I mean, it's just, I don't know. What's next? You're going to say, well, if you're a few pounds overweight, you can't go to a restaurant because obviously you can't be trusted. Hmm. If you, are we going to look for proof that you're not an alcoholic?
If you're limping, you can't go to a restaurant because you might fall down the stairs and sue them.
Right. Should we start saying that, well, you know what? There's too many people here, so we want to sterilize people? I mean, what's next?
If the bathroom is too small and you have to go to the bathroom, you can't do it here. You have to do it outside.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the one of the larger radio companies.
I got my point, though, right?
I got your point. You didn't think I got your point?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got your point. All of this is so ridiculous.
You can't.
Yeah, right. There's a video message that went out to employees of Cumulus, which is the second largest radio company, saying that basically if you want to work here, you're required to have a shot. So that's that. If you don't want to, you have to go somewhere else.
I think that stinks, but also you have a choice, right? So if you don't want to work in Cuba, I mean, obviously a lot of people would like to work there, but you could go work somewhere else. The thing is that there are not a lot of choices for people if you want to go to a grocery store, or if your mother or your aunt or your loved one or your husband or whoever is sitting in the hospital and needs an advocate and you can't go in, it's just infuriating.
I'm just about to, as the leader of the band here, I'm going to require that from now on, you actually show up. If you don't show up, you're not allowed to show up.
That's what's called a job, so that's good. We're on
Meanwhile,
the right track.
All right, so Jennifer is in Los Angeles, as you can tell, and as you know from listening to the program. I'm on my farm in Massachusetts. Jay's down in Nashville. So I see that in Franklin, Tennessee. How far is that from you, Franklin?
No. Franklin is about 15 miles south of Nashville.
Oh, okay, so it's right there. Yeah. There was a big protest apparently last night there after the school board reinstated a mask mandate for elementary students. People were yelling at the school board, yelling at the people who were in the crowd wearing masks. And then the people who were running the meeting said, "You'll never be allowed to come into a public meeting again." So you can't express it. I mean, heckling probably doesn't do a lot of good, but to say to people, because you're expressing yourself, unless they're attacking physically other people, to say, "You can't come anymore. The school district says if you make noise, we're videotaping these meetings, and you can't come anymore." And the one video I'm looking at, there's a guy screaming at a person wearing a mask on the way to his car, "We know who you are. You'll never be allowed to come here." You know, that kind of stuff. "We know who you are." Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Tennessee
anyway.
Found itself as kind of a battleground, though, I think. And Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like that Tennessee is one of those places where there's some fight back about whether or not that masks should be mandated. I mean, not that that's not happening around the country, but people are actually activated and they seem to be going out and protesting.
Well, and in Davidson County, where Nashville is, that was the only county in the area that had mask mandates. All of the surrounding counties, which Nashville is very transient. You have people moving into town. You have people who live out of town that travel into town for work regularly. And the Kentucky County line is not that far away. So you have some people crossing borders just to work and everything. So it has been very polarizing.
It is amazing where we are. Again, I hold the Chinese government completely accountable for all this because they know us. They know this will stir the pot. They know this will make people angry. They know this will upset the apple cart. And there will be, it's not easy to get things done under this circumstance. So we were almost out of it, and then we got back into it again. Now, is that something, when you get down to it, that was because we decided not to get vaccines? And did the Chinese government make the vaccines, and do they have as Alex Jones suggested, little chips in them so that we can be tracked every moment of every day. You don't have to have that. You got a cell phone. Chinese people listen to the cell phone. They don't have to have a needle in your arm. Anyway, I find this whole thing, as I've said many times, I don't, you know, where you go with it. If you're pregnant,
well, all we can do
right
vaccinated. Now is figure out our reaction, right, and figure out how we're going to hold China accountable. And I don't think that there's a good plan. I mean, truly, it hit me over the weekend.
No, there isn't.
If we're not addressing antibodies and why we haven't done this so far, the testing is available. It seems to be pretty good. If we're not doing that for people who are vaccinated and unvaccinated, I don't think anybody's really serious about getting to the bottom of the problem. No. So I don't know.
Who's anybody?
The government. I think the government is trying to say that they're very serious about getting to this. And so mandate. Well, let's talk about protecting. And what is doing it is not this one-size-fits-all prescription for the vaccine, because in some cases, people who are getting the vaccine aren't even showing up any antibodies because they're immunocompromised. So let's figure out who really needs that extra protection and worry about those people instead of just putting these prescriptions out for everybody.
I want to talk about debt in the next half hour.
All right.
So we're indebted to certain parties for our salvation, or at least that's what they want you to think. But I want to talk about debt in terms of dollars and cents and how that's changed during the course of the last year and a half. This is the DJV program with a focus now on Calitrin. This is a quick focus because most of the reminder when it comes to Calitrin, it has to do with how easy it is to get it at the moment. You know you can get healthy the correct way using the right formula, which doesn't include anything bad like stimulants, drugs. Nope. It's all good stuff in Calitrin that you take every day, and it keeps the weight away. How do you like that for a poem? Take it every day, it keeps the weight away. You like that?
Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it is
very
nice.
Good.
Right. Okay. The summer sizzler right now is
jingles.
On. You think so? Jingle bells. Anyway, that's not what she means, folks. She means that I should sing a jingle. It's Calitrin. Take it every day and you'll wash the weight away. Pretty good. There's another good one. I like that. All right, anyway. Clever boy as I am, you'll be more clever if you take advantage of the package offered right now. The buy one, get one free offer. Summer Sizzler. Get easy payment plans as well to get in on the action here. Lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, their website, toploss.com. Use the discount DJV, and you'll get one for two, or what is it? No, two for one. That's better. I think I'd rather have two for one than one for two, right, ladies? And free shipping. DJV code, toploss.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen. Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
We'll be right back. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Aha! Here we are, 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Would you like to know, ladies and gentlemen, what the latest trending items are? You're going to be very upset, extraordinarily upset, at the first story when we continue right after these words with Jay in the focus. People are going to get mad at Jay because she tells the story. Wait and see if you don't agree.
Wait a
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP.
All right, so Jay, you can be the tider of bad news?
The bearer of bad news.
The bearer, that too, of bad news about David Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You can just let us have this one. David Schwimmer has denied any of the claims that he and Jennifer Aniston are, quote-unquote, spending any time with each other.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's not real, just let us have this for a week.
What a jerk.
We were talking about this yesterday, Jay, while you were recovering your poor voice. And we were saying how this is, like, this relationship, Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer, would actually disrupt the J-Lo and Ben Affleck thing for a little while. People would be obsessed with Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer. Well,
and this is a relationship that nobody even knew they wanted until the Friends reunion, when they both acknowledged in the earlier seasons of filming that they actually had crushes on each other.
And now we want it for them.
Yeah, I want it. Okay, well, let me dispatch that.
Did I ever tell you guys, so LA, when you're in LA, I think it's just an LA County thing. You have to do mandatory sexual harassment training, no matter how big your business. And so the county will offer you a video to use. And I had to do it for all of our CRN employees, which is crazy because I already know how to sexually harass people. I don't need the video, but
very,
okay.
Very good at
right?
it.
Right? I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah,
so David Schwimmer was the star of it.
Shut your face. That's amazing.
So I'm watching it, and I'm like, you know, they kind of show it through this, like, grainy lens, like, to make it look even stupider and creepier. And I'm looking at it at my desk, and I'm like, okay, this is weird. That looks so much like, is that David Schwimmer? He's in the L.A. County sexual harassment training.
Great.
Was this, like, did he look younger? Was this a significant older video that they were circulating? It's recent.
No. He must have needed, like, some SAG credits or something. I don't know.
Good heavens.
Why not? Get some industrials done. Get that money.
I'm sure it's right on top of his resume.
I was just looking at the podcast. We have the daily podcast, the DJV show download, and the whole thing yesterday was, well, not the whole thing, but lots of focus was on this thing we're talking about, Aniston and Schwimmer cuddling up. And then we also talk on the, if you didn't hear the discussion about Bennifer, the two of them eyeing an $85 million house in Los Angeles, actually in Bel Air, moving in together with me. You know, the most fun was yesterday of all the things we talked about was that bear that walked through the supermarket in California.
It was a tiny little guy. He was cute.
Yeah, right. So you can check that all out. At the podcast download, get it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And I think perhaps what we should do is have a moment or two for, I just was looking at some celebrity boats and planes. Wow. That's some pretty cool stuff. Tom Cruise got a new plane. We'll have to check that out. That'll be good for the radio to describe the plane. That's coming along here on the DJV Show 28 after.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Here's today's top word of the tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Parkopedia, the world's leading parking service provider, has announced a new deal with Volkswagen of America to provide parking reservation services to Volkswagen drivers using the CarNet service and associated smartphone app in the USA. The service is now live for drivers and will cover both legacy and new vehicles produced by Volkswagen that support CarNet services. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV with effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, announced Wednesday that the House will not take up the Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure package this month, rejecting calls from moderates in her caucus who are demanding a quick vote. Pelosi has hinted the House will not turn the $1 trillion infrastructure package until the Senate passes a much larger $3.5 trillion social spending package. As many Americans wonder what happened to the price of gas, new inflation numbers released on Wednesday showed the cost of gas is up nearly 42% from July of 2020. The Biden administration's plan to curb prices on gas is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to produce more oil. Redistricting season is underway with the release of detailed population data from the U.S. Census Bureau that will be used to redraw voting districts nationwide. Texas, Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina will likely gain seats. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
As the Taliban gained more control across Afghanistan, U.S. officials scrambled to assess just how quickly the government in Kabul could fall. President Biden on Tuesday.
We spent over $1 trillion over 20 years. We trained and equipped with modern equipment over 300,000 Afghan forces. And Afghan leaders have to come together. We lost thousands, lost death and injury. Thousands of American personnel. They've got to fight for themselves, fight for their nation. The United States, I'll insist we continue to keep the commitments we made of providing close air support, making sure that their Air Force functions and is operable, resupplying their forces with food and equipment, and paying all their salaries. They've got to want to fight. They have outnumbered the Taliban, and I'm getting daily briefings. I think there's still a possibility of having a significant new Secretary of Defense, our equivalent of Secretary of Defense in Afghanistan, Bushmullah Khan, who's a serious fighter. I think they're beginning to realize they've got to come together politically at the top.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The hour here on the DJG program, bringing you through the vagaries of the day every day with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Victoria's out for a couple of days. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. So frustrated. It really is annoying. One of the worst possible challenges you can have is trying to follow clickbait. I had just decided that I wanted to look at the planes and boats that famous people had.
That is clickbait. I can't believe we didn't stop you.
Yeah. And then what it does, though, among other things, is when you click on to try to read the story or look at the pictures and stuff, there are so many ads that come to the screen. It's like an attack of the spider people. And it slows the thing down, so you basically can't move from page to page. I mean, the whole screen was filled with all of this crap. Buy an affordable camper van. Take a trip to the wilds of the world. And get your nose fixed. That stuff. So anyway. But there it is. It's a part of life, it would seem. As is the temperature and the weather around the world. Lots of focus on the drought in our country, the fires. Anything new on that score, Jennifer, with the fires up there and the smoke and
just
what it's doing to...
Yeah. I mean, the smoke is... It's really interesting because in Southern California, we're not getting a lot of smoke. I feel like there's stuff in the air because my allergies have started to get bad again, but they never really get better, so... I think maybe, I don't know if it's anything, but I
yeah, none of us.
Smoke.
We're all having that same thing. That's what Jay's problem is, has been.
Bad all summer long, I think.
Yeah,
but
right.
The smoke
is
being pushed.
This is a big week for ragweed, too.
Yeah.
The smoke, I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah, ragweed
is
coming, is maturing, if you will, that yellow stuff. When I see it in the field, the hay field, it means that I haven't cut the hay early enough. And this year I haven't been able to because it's been so wet. Now, put yourself in this position. Sicily, in Italy... 120 degrees yesterday. 120 degrees. All-time high temperature for all of Europe. The intense heat wave roasting the Mediterranean, roasting northern Africa. And Africa's a desert. You'd expect it to be hot and dry there. But it's worse than it usually is. A lot of wildfires, not only here in our country, but all over that area, Turkey, Greece, Mediterranean areas. A lot of temperature records have been broken during this heat wave this year. But Sicily is the most noteworthy when you look at the numbers here. I'm looking at a bunch of numbers. Spain and Portugal also really hot and unpleasant. So it's going on, and people say it's global warming, and it is whatever it is. We're not gonna stop it. We can slow it down a little bit, but it's partially with the planet. And you know what? Every time I do one of these things, it's more news and information. I don't want to get into a discussion of global warming because it's the same discussion every single time, day in, day out. Now, I promised that we would talk a little bit about debt because I've been doing a kind of a review of my own finances and thinking about where I'm going and how I'm going to do what I have to do as I move forward, requirements that I have and that sort of thing. So I guess I would ask Jay whether you have, everybody's got debt. You have credit cards, maybe you have a car loan, maybe you've got a mortgage, and if you don't have any of those things, you're probably living in a strange world. Because
with no credit
card. Yeah, right, exactly, you have zero credit. So are you comfortable, Jay, with the debt that you have? Do you feel okay?
No, I have so much medical debt. It's ridiculous.
So what do you do about it?
Pay it off.
You do. You have insurance, though, yeah, that pays for... See, that's one of the things about being... I've been very fortunate through my life. I haven't been sick. But once in a while, I'd have to pay for a checkup or that sort of thing. But now I'm on Medicare, and I don't... There's not much you have to pay for. So I understand why people like it and why you'll hear people saying, Medicare for all! But I know that that puts, and actually it isn't free because we're paying for it in one way or another through some form of tax. It is. That's what you're, you know, that's part of the debt that you have. So what about you, Jennifer? You've got a house, you've got a car.
A house and a car.
You've got, do you still have college debt? You paid yours off.
No, I paid it off as I went, yeah, thankfully. I didn't go to a big fancy school, but you know what? I think it's okay not to do that. I think, you know, there are a lot of...
You're pretty well educated.
Thanks.
Welcome.
I have some strategery in that. But yeah, I think, you know, I mean, there are a lot of people who go through big fancy schools and then don't end up doing a lot with it. And then they're just saddled with debt just for the ability that they say, oh, I went to so-and-so school. So I just went to Cal State Northridge and did all right. Paid off my debt as I went. As far as other kinds of debt, I mean, I'm very lucky that I have my house and my car because I think, and by the way, I'm doing pretty well because my house was a family transaction, admittedly. So, so I feel okay. I mean, would I like to have less debt? Would I like to be able to just say everything's paid off? Oh, yeah. But right now it is what it is, and I feel okay about it.
See, that's what I'm aiming for. I want to pay off all the debt that I have.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Pay it all off. At this point of my life, I don't mind having it because I have a steady, regular an okay income. But a lot of people who are my age don't. They don't have a good retirement. They don't have the ability to live life in the style to which they were accustomed because they didn't plan ahead. Now, just to sort of have the numbers in your mind, total debt that the United States of America as a government has at the moment is $24 trillion. Can you even imagine it? That's what the government debt is.
That's the problem. None of us can imagine it. You know, it's like, what do you see it? I see it like in Uncle Scrooge's money vault, all in coins. I mean,
all right. So now, how much total debt do Americans have? Not what the government is owed, is owing, but what you owe, again, house, car, college, charging expenses, your credit card, all that stuff. Want to take a guess at how much as we forge our way through 2021, according to the Federal Reserve? What do you think? Anybody want to take a guess?
I have no idea.
$14.5 trillion in sort of day-to-day debt.
Wow.
$100,000 in debt increased through the pandemic. You don't know it, but people put more on their cards. They put more, they mortgage their houses. Remember how easy it was? The interest rate's low. Refinance your house. 3%. So people were taking 20, 30, 40,000 out of their home in value. That's what's accumulating the debt. And when you think about it, some types of debt are almost investments in a sense because they help you to be able to either live better or it's kind of how you view the world. My father had no debt whatsoever, and he wasn't. There were no credit cards when he was around.
That was my grandparents too. They would panic if they had
none, debt. Zero. Paid cash for cars, paid off the mortgage of the house in 4 years. That was it. So it's something to think about. I think it's worthy. I'm not here to tell you that you're bad or good. Under the circumstances, our economic reality is that we borrow money to live. The system is built on borrowed money. What did you start to say?
I would just add in on the government level because, you know, there's been a lot of talk, and there should be, about the spending that has been passing through this week. So a $1 trillion infrastructure bill that's moving to the House for approval. Now the blueprint to transform America, this 3.5, which is a reconciliation bill, not necessarily even a clean budget bill. This is a reconciliation bill of the current budget, and that's $3.5 trillion, and then all the trillions that we spent before. Just to put it in perspective, and we all talk about how incrementally, no matter what, and this is not just a Democrat thing, this is Democrat and Republican, incrementally, each president spends more and more. So to put this in perspective, $3.5 trillion, which is just the reconciliation that the Biden administration is trying to pass through, that was the entire Obama budget for a year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane how things have just...
But nobody's thinking about it. That's why I told you the story.
There's no accountability.
Yeah, the reason that I went into that, all those numbers and the story about the debt is so that you would, you got the point. That we are engaging in indebtedness that we may or may not be able to pay off. Do you even think about it? And the reason the answer for most people is no, I don't want to think about it, is because you don't think about your own debt. So the meaningless numbers that the government throws at you, how much is borrowed, I'm going to give you a check for this, that, or the other thing, it isn't, you know, there are a lot of people who borrowed money during the pandemic. There's a 30-year note that you can borrow from the SBA, 3% interest. It's fabulous. A lot of people who are in business have done that, and it's helped them out a lot. And it will. That was one of the things that came out of the Trump era that was actually good for businesses. Yeah, you got to pay it back. And sooner, the government's borrowing money. They're probably paying more than 3 points on the money from wherever they're getting it. But it still helped to keep a lot of businesses going that otherwise might not have had the ability to do that. And what are we doing now? It's up for grabs what we're doing at the moment. I thought you'd find that information helpful and interesting. Hopefully it does. Here's some more information hopefully you'll find helpful. That is the news from MyPillow. That pretty much everything there is at, it was kind of like the Calatrin thing. Summertime, the summer doldrums, in order to move more product, they make it easier for you to buy it, easier for you to pay for it, cheaper, the whole deal. So if you're interested in things that, if you have a pool and you're looking for some good the good towels next to the pool? Are you going to the beach? Want some good towels? Here we go. They got a whole bunch of them on sale, fabulous prices, 65, 66% off. You pay $39.99 for the towel set that comes from MyPillow. It used to be, or is normally, $109.99 at retail. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. That's after you've gone through the MyPillow catalog and looked at their pillows, looked at the sheets, looked at all the things they have there, bathrobes, blankets. They've got it. You want it. You need it. Right now, you can get here the two six-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one price. You can save. There are all kinds of things. Go through the thing and then use the DJV code, and it'll tell you when you click on it how much you save. Pretty cool, right? The My Slipper stuff, they're very cool, too. I've got mine on right now. Enjoy the benefits of having all of these things on sale, the summer special towel sale, especially at MyPillow.com. Check out with the Radio Listener Specials the code DJV.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Kobe's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like flat.
They need a madman with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, look, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Good day from the DJVers. Doug Steffen here. Reminder about another program that I do called the American Family Farmer. I do this program every week focusing on family food and our small farms, the agrarians who really keep us in quality food. Check out the latest conversation. It's actually with the Farm Aid Communications Director, Jennifer Fahey. We talk about Farm Aid, Willie Nelson's bunch coming to Hartford on September 25th. You want to take it in, you'll be able to online. Check it out at djvshow.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Three after the hour now on the DJB program. It is left to me today to be the authority figure. I'm the adult in the room because Victoria taking a couple of days off and Jay's having a tough time talking, so I will be the delivery boy when it comes to the Tech Talk items today, starting with a focus on Uber and their latest delivery service partnership. And because of that, Federal Trade Commission, known as the FTC, is looking into the partnership. It's between Uber and GoPuff. The grocery delivery service GoPuff agreed to list its collection of grocery and liquor store items on Uber Eats, expanding Uber's delivery abilities to an even greater degree, competing with other companies like DoorDash, etc., Instacart. So the FTC is concerned that the deal could hamper competition in online sale and delivery of alcohol and convenience store items. GoPuff has been, what an interesting name, growing on its own recently, acquiring the BevMo liquor store chain out in California, uses stores as delivery centers, pretty much like Amazon uses warehouses for their alcohol. FTC reportedly looking into Uber's recent acquisition of Drizzly, an alcohol delivery service that Uber intends to fold into its Uber Eats app. Uber's been attempting to pivot into delivery for a couple of years, acquisitions of Postmates and Corner Shop and things like that. The company's original ride-hauling business struggling because of nobody going anywhere during the COVID situation. So they now need to try to get some value out of their $5 billion worth of stock. Nothing inherently unusual about the FTC actually reviewing an acquisition or a partnership. That's what their job is. But Uber kind of has a history with the FTC. They paid some fines for mishandling employees' access to private user and data and for being misleading about how many drivers and how much they can earn and all that stuff. So there's a new FTC commissioner. She seems to be a little more active toward curbing monopolies
which is part of Biden's thing, and actually I'm for that, especially when it comes to agriculture. So let's kind of see. This is a whole area that's very foreign to me. I don't do this stuff. I'm sure a lot of people listening do, and so that's why it has relativity. But for me, I don't Uber. You can't get an Uber. You can't. They've so changed in rural. I thought it was a pretty good model at the beginning. You get to the airport, you know, dial them up, and in 35 seconds there's somebody there to pick you up. Now, 35 minutes. So who needs that? Just go take a cab. So the cabbies that got all upset or worried about Uber, they sort of just had to bide their time because they're still there and Uber isn't. But they're doing a lot of other things. And it's actually, when you think about it, though, here's a piece of software that some people developed. They didn't own anything. They just had the software, and the company became worth $5 billion. It's actually a pretty good story when you think about it. Okay, coming up in a matter of moments, reining in Apple and Google. We'll focus on that after this.
In a recent double-blind study completed safely behind a mask in Big Lou's basement, our science confirms that almost 100% of people will die eventually. Big Lou says if you follow the science, you need life insurance. Even if you're a bit porky or have a splash of diabetes, you need to get that life insurance from Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou will use his clout to squeeze the big insurance companies, so they'll offer you a low rate on $500,000 or more of highly rated insurance. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve on term life. Call 800-555-1509 right now. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-1509 or BigLou.com. That's 800-555-1509 or BigLou.com.
All right, so here it is. The government doing its best, and I think in this case, I think this warranted bipartisanship here. A bunch of senators introducing legislation this week to regulate Google and Apple when it comes to their apps. Growing political focus, if you will, kind of angry at these tech companies' grip on small companies. The Open App Market Act fundamentally alters the way smartphone apps function. Requires companies running large app stores like Apple and Google to allow people to download apps outside of stores and grant users the ability to install alternative app stores. This particular act will prohibit both Apple and Google from requiring developers to use their in-app payment system, posing a hit to the revenue of the companies. You know what they're going to do? They'll buy these companies. That's what Google and Apple will do. Anybody that stands in their way, they just go buy them. But I take my hat off to the legislation. It's good and is a focus because there's too much power in the hands of these people. 58 passed. 59 passed on the DJB program.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.